On the show today, we have One Detroit Creighton's very own Jomana McDad and Bank Joy's very own Mike Duncan talking about how One Detroit has benefited greatly from using Bank Joy's digital banking tools. And Mike talks a little bit about Bank Joy 2.0 as well. So really good stuff here from Mike and Jomana. So check it out. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, oh my gosh, we're talking a little technology here on a Monday morning. First up right next to me is One Detroit's very own Jomana McDad. Jomana, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Doing great. And then right below us is Mr. Mike Duncan from Bank Joy. Mike, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Really excited to be here with you and Jomana. Talk about digital banking.
That's right. That's right. That's what you guys do best. So let's talk about it. So hey, before we get started, Mike, give us a quick summary on Bank Joy. What are you guys all about? Just for those one or two people who haven't heard about you yet.
Yeah. So Bank Joy, we're a full end-to-end digital banking solution for credit unions. And what that means is that we provide all the essential digital channels that a credit union needs to be successful online, including mobile banking, online loan applications, online account opening. And so really helping a credit union, whether they're small or large, be really competitive online in a day and age where people expect these tools to be really good, beautiful, and feature rich.
Yep. Yeah, I think you said the magic word there. People expect this stuff today. This is not a nice to have anymore. This is a have to have type of stuff today for sure. So speaking of that, Jomana, what was going on at One Detroit that kind of prompted you guys to go, you know what, maybe we should be looking in this type of a digital banking direction? What was going on there before you guys got started with Bank Joy?
Yeah, I go back to what Mike said. It's kind of an expectation for the membership. You know, they're looking for a robust mobile online platform that has all the bells and whistles. And I think back in 2017, we were one of the early adopters. And I believe Mike met with my CEO. And really what attracted my CEO to Bank Joy was that they were a startup in Michigan.
Yep.
And I could be wrong, Mike, but I think you also worked at a credit union. So, you know, he understood the philosophy of credit unions, understood the membership needs. And really what we were looking for was a mobile platform where the member can do everything from A to Z in the convenience of their home at any time. Mm-hmm. And then we just decided to go with it with Bank Joy.
So it sounds like you guys are one of the early adopters here. Am I correct in that assumption? Or because, I mean, you're talking 2017, and that seems like in today's technology world, that could be decades ago, basically. So sounds like you guys were one of the early ones. So what attracted you guys toward Bank Joy? What helped them stand out from the rest? Because I'm sure there were a bunch of other folks out there too.
Yeah, for us, it was the simplicity of Bank Joy, of, you know, what the app looked like, the online platform. There was a lot of bells and whistles, and not only just the bells and whistles that were existing back then, they had this robust roadmap of what they wanted to do. And really, I remember, you know, as I was talking to Mike about different ideas and pain points that the membership was having, they were open to it. They were dumping that right on the roadmap and giving us dates of when it will be completed. And I think that was one major thing for us, is mm-hmm. they had their roadmap ready to go.
Okay.
And they knew exactly what they're doing. And that was definitely an attraction for us.
Good deal. Yeah, it's good to have that roadmap all laid out, ready to go, especially in today's fast-paced technology world. You got to have something like that. So Mike, I'm coming back to you here. So how did Bank Joy and One Detroit work together to attain their current success in working with their members?
Yeah. First of all, going back when we first partnered up with One Detroit, it was really a proud moment for me because I was born in Detroit. So these are my people that, you know, we're going to be serving through digital banking. And really, this is really important that we get this right and we deliver something really, really special. And, it's hard when you're first getting started. And so, in the credit world, you know, because folks are looking at you and your references and who you're partnered with, and we had none of that, right? So, yeah. So you know, One Detroit really took a chance on us early on, so we're really grateful for that and worked really hard to deliver something that was going to help their members understand their money better, mm-hmm. Help them get all the services that they expect online, help them, you know, achieve this goal of, well, people don't need to come into the branch for everything, right? So for us, you know, it was, that was the starting point. And we evolved the platform, worked really closely together with Jemana and her team to build out, you know, a roadmap that, you know, got us to where we are today, where now, you know, we've just turned on BankJoy 2.0 for One Detroit. And what BankJoy 2.0 is, it's a brand new, updated, modernized user interface and experience that simplifies the overall product for members, so that mm-hmm. you know, things that may seem complicated and most credit unions are now simple to do at One Detroit, you know, including all the different ways that you can move money. You know, there's one tab to go and do all kinds of transfers now. You can do external accounts, pull money from JP Morgan Chase over to pay a loan at One Detroit. You can send money to a member or send money to a person with one simple user interface. There's no more delineation between these features and folks having to call in to ask Jemana and her team, you know, how does this work? What does this mean? What's member to member versus person to person? No, it's really simplified now. And so that was the goal. We wanted to make people's lives easier so we can reduce, you know, the friction and the call volume, and also just provide people more advanced functionality. So, you know, they feel like it's 1 a.m. They can do anything they want to without having to make a call or go into one of Jemana's branches.
It sounds like what this technology does, it really empowers the member, right, Jemana? I mean, it really kind of puts them in the driver's seat, because I know a lot of people in the grocery store are now going to the self-service, or you go to Home Depot, you go to the self-service checkout. A lot of people are doing that type of stuff now. It's really the technology has enabled the customer to kind of do, you know, shop how they want. And so it sounds like that's what BankJoy has allowed the members at One Detroit to do as well. Is that kind of what you guys have seen?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and another thing that I want to point out is during COVID, right, we shut down some of our branches. You know, we were short in terms of staffing. I think everyone went through that process.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think COVID also pushed us to make sure that we do have a robust mobile app that can do everything. Mm-hmm. You know, like Mike is saying, member to member transfer, internal and external, there's alerts, there's remote deposit capture. I mean, I can keep going with the list. It literally, you can do everything. You do not need to go into a branch anymore. And that was important for us. And that was really what the membership was asking. And that was our commitment to our members.
And so having said that, how has this accessibility, this greater accessibility digital-wise, how has it benefited your credit union? And then ultimately your members, have you seen?
Yeah, it really has. And I think we're still trying to educate our members in terms of what the mobile app and online banking can do. There's always an education piece that needs to happen. Mm-hmm. So a lot of my branch managers, what they do, if a member is waiting in line and they see that they have a check in their hand, they're like, hey, did you know that your mobile app actually can take a picture? Let's do that right now. So, you know, we're getting there. There's more adoption that's happening with our membership. Mm-hmm. You know, I will say where we were 2 years ago with the number of members walking into the branch, it's probably 50% now, because there's a lot that they can do from their home at any time.
Mm-hmm. So, and Mike was, as Mike was talking about BankJoy 2.0, I noticed you were nodding your head like, oh, this is great. So how has BankJoy 2.0 benefited you guys just in the short term?
Yeah, we love it. So what I monitor is my contact center phone calls that come in and the type of phone calls that come in. So a lot of times they'll say, you know, I'm just calling to get my balance. I'm just calling, I need to know when my payment is due. Or can you tell me if this check cleared? Well, now the alerts, there are tons of alerts that the membership can do. It's unbelievable. I just set a ton of alerts for myself last night. I was sitting there like, oh, let me set this. And now I keep getting alerts today, but I love it because I'm like, oh, this came out. Or, okay, now my balance is this. So it really has advanced us. And I think what's going to happen is our existing team now, we can utilize them for different things. It doesn't have to be that they're just sitting there and answering calls for these types of questions, because literally it's at the member's fingertip to get the answer.
So. Right. So I think that alleviates those types of calls to the call center as well, because people can take care of that on their own, where they can use the call center to do more in-depth, more in-depth issues, I guess. So
yeah, even cross-selling, right? Looking at members, talking to the member about their auto loan and being able to save them money. Now we can have more of a relationship-based in that contact center, mm-hmm. and not just what's my balance, what came out, when did it come out? So it's really amazing. I know I'm missing a lot of features. It's got tons of stuff in there. Joy in itself is phenomenal. And I'm sure Mike can talk more about Joy.
Oh yeah. Yeah. We're just scratching the surface here for sure. Mike, yeah, I was, as Joanna's talking about this type of stuff here, and I kind of see you nodding a little bit as well, like how simple this is, how it really benefits the credit union, and just going to, as we're all getting pushed into the digital, I've known you for quite a while now, and you guys have always been kind of ahead of that proverbial curve as well. So what's next? How do you guys see this continuing to evolve and helping credit unions like One Detroit out? How do you guys see what's the next iteration look like?
Yeah, at BankJoy, we think about what the next few years looks like. And internally, we have something called the BankJoy Charter. And the BankJoy Charter basically outlines what we think the future of digital banking will be. But we think about it in terms of the member experience. We think about it in terms of what's really going to add value to the users, to the members, and Jumana's community, and One Detroit's community, is because ultimately that's what really matters. And so mm-hmm. we think about the future. We think about, we built out this ecosystem of products. We've simplified how you do some things online, and we've moved things you typically do in the branch over to digital. But the next phase for us is, and we're already beginning to do this, where we're adding layers of value on top of the ecosystem that allows people to do even more and understand their money better, understand how to develop better personal financial wellness for businesses, adding layers of value where a local community institution can go and serve local businesses and give them the tools they need to run their businesses online as well, by adding users, by adding accountants, by adding folks who need the ability to send invoices or to send money to pay bills for the business. And so we're constantly adding these layers of functionality now on top of the ecosystem to make it even more useful. And this is what aspirationally we're most excited about: the impact that we can make to people and how they think about their day-to-day finances, and helping lift up those communities through really valuable digital tools. That's the next phase for BankJoy over the next few years.
So how does that sound, Jomana? just when you think it's really, really good, it's only going to get better. So, how does that sound for your credit union?
Yeah, it's actually amazing. And Mike obviously knows this. On our roadmap for this year is the business platform. So we actually just at the end of last year, we rolled out business accounts to our membership. And we're going to be moving forward with the business platform for online and mobile banking, as well as online account opening. So we're doing a lot with BankJoy. We're really excited, and they have so much more that they've told us about that they're moving forward with. Mm-hmm. And our board of directors are committed to moving forward with those initiatives.
That's fantastic. So it sounds like a bright future for both organizations. So, wow. Anything else to add? Mike, I'll let you go first. Any final thoughts here to wrap up? Because, obviously, again, we're just scratching the surface here. I wish we could talk another 2 hours, because we could really get some good stuff here. But I know you guys have jobs to do. But any final thoughts, Mike?
Yeah. One Detroit's a very progressive credit union. They know that technology is a major differentiator for themselves. Mm-hmm. Their core system is a modern core system. It's the Correlation Keystone system. And, we really work hard and strive towards creating the seamless integration with that core system, where, we can really leverage the capabilities that One Detroit, bought it for, mm-hmm. so real-time alerts, Jumana mentioned, and just real-time data and information coming across, and just that really seamless, tight integration, so that they go into the core and they can manage everything right from the core without having to manage multiple different systems. Mm-hmm. So just really tight integrations helps streamline their operations. And finally, One Detroit, their members, they can apply for loans online. and, you know, leveraging that CRM that Corelation provides as well, just gives them, you know, just gives them more value in the purchases they made, and the technology choices they made. So we're really proud to serve them that way as well.
Good deal. And Jomana, I'll let you have the final word here.
Yeah, I do love what Mike said. I think one thing I want to touch on is I love our partnership with BankJoy. You know, Mike, obviously he's the head of BankJoy, right? But literally he sends us emails all the time. He stops in, we see him.
Oh my God.
You know, you don't get that often with a vendor.
Yeah, and, you're right.
You know, they're always looking for us, you know, in terms of, okay, what else do you need? What are the pain points? How can we make things efficient for you? What's the pain point from your team? And I think I just love that partnership and, they're great.
Good way to end it. I'm going to call my credit union and say, hey, have you heard of these folks called BankJoy? Because they're doing some really cool stuff. So I'm going to call them right after this. So anyway, all right, guys. Well, thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate it. This is a great story. Again, I think we're just scratching the surface here and look forward to having you back on to find out what's next for you guys. So really good stuff here. Congrats on all the success already and look forward to chatting again in the future. Well done.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
You are.